Donald Trump will become the nation's first former president to be criminally indicted. It's part of a case tied to his role in paying hush money to an adult film star. The specific charges remain under seal. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office says it is working with Trump's lawyer to coordinate an arraignment, which is expected next week. Joining us now is Amy Carnevale, who chairs the Massachusetts State Republican Party. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So what's your reaction to this news?
So I think Republicans in general are very concerned that this case was prosecuted in the first place based on, you know, who Donald Trump is and the fact that he's running for president. I think, you know, short of the fact that he's running, you would not see these charges, you know, be continued by the DA.
You think they just would have dropped the case?
I don't think the case would have come to this level in the first place. I mean, the original charge was a misdemeanor for which the statute of limitations had expired. So I think the DA is really using the legal process to concoct charges, you know, for which he could find a potential violation and pursue those charges. So it seems to me that it's politically motivated, and, you know, that's a real concern.
You know, we've been hearing some heated rhetoric from the former president and his supporters. Are you worried about potential violence? We're hearing about security being increased in New York. Are you concerned about that?
Yeah, I'm not particularly concerned about potential violence, especially here in the Commonwealth. You know, I think, you know, supporters of the president understand that, you know, there are instruments in the government who, frankly, you know, have been pursuing him for some time. And, you know, I do think, though, that the result of these charges will further polarize our electorate. So that is a concern to me. But I'm not particularly worried about violence. And I certainly hope that that's not the case.
You know, the polls indicate that Donald Trump is the leading contender for the Republicans in next year's presidential race. Do you think this indictment could change that?
I do think among the president's base, this indictment may further entrench his support. So I think there may be some effect, frankly, with Republicans rallying around the president in the face of these charges, which, you know, again, seem to be politically motivated. So I don't see these charges, frankly, eroding his support among his political base. But certainly, I think, you know, when you look at independents or, you know, a certain sector of the Republican Party, you know, who were not aligned with the president to begin with, you know, this may further distance themselves from him.
But you actually think it could strengthen the support for the former president?
I do think it could strengthen it among the Republican base. I do.
What about in Massachusetts? What about Massachusetts Republicans?
Yeah, I think a similar situation. Again, you know, he has a base of support here in Massachusetts, and I think that that base of support you'll see will rally, you know, aside him, because of the view that this has been prosecuted on a political basis. So I think you'll see that happen. Again, you know, his numbers remain low overall in Massachusetts. And, you know, so I do think, you know, I don't see his numbers increasing particularly here, but I think his base will rally around him here in Massachusetts.
He is facing other investigations, you know, election results in Georgia, the January 6th riot at the Capitol. There are investigations there. How might that affect Massachusetts Republicans? I know you said it's a small base of support here, but do you think that could further dwindle the base of support? Or cause other Republicans to further distance themselves? And any reaction there?
Yeah, you know, former President Donald Trump does have a way of kind of using issues like these to his benefit, you know, to frankly, you know, show that he sometimes is victimized by the government instruments. And so I think, frankly, he'll do that again, you know, if any of these other cases proceed further. You know, longer term, I think we're going to have to, you know, really wait them out and see what happens. But again, you know, with his base here, you know, they've stuck by him through a lot of issues. And so I think that you'll continue to see, you know, that support remain.
Amy Carnevale, chair of the Massachusetts State Republican Party, thanks so much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks for talking with me.